Oh, so I asked you when you started mountain bike riding on Burnaby Mountain, and you said that was in
1988,
when you moved to Burnaby.
Yeah.
And, so you were telling me a bit about what the trails were like then. Pretty rough, it sounds like.
They were pretty rough, yeah.
Yeah.
There was some people that we later met that we incorporated into the Burnaby Mountain Biking Association, but we didn't see them for a long time. We were doing stuff on the trails, and they were doing stuff on the trails, but nothing was coordinated.
Oh, who were the other people doing stuff on the trails?
Well, the one guy's name is Jim, and that's Jim's Jungle is kind of named after him.
Oh, okay.
And then there's Dino, and another fellow.
That was Dino Sartori.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then another fellow, Tom, I can't remember his last name offhand, and Pete Preisel and Matt Buey were the ones that kind of got it going.
Okay. So now, during that period, how was the area managed?
It really wasn't managed all that much.
Mm-hmm. This was on SFU land, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was SFU. It was, I don't think it was a city. They didn't get that till later when Doug Drummond did a land swap with them.
Right. That was in 1995.
Yeah. Yeah, so they call it rogue building, but we were actually doing sustainable trails, so I think we talked to a lot of the hikers who really appreciated the work we were doing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is really interesting, yeah.
So where would you have had an idea of what kind of guidelines to follow?
We didn't at first. It was just haphazard. Mm-hmm. And then we came across an article. I think it was Dino who came across the article. And it was the International Mountain Biking Association. And they had developed a set of guidelines that we adopted into our trail building.
Aha. So when you were biking on the trails, there were hikers on the trail.
Yes.
Were there a lot of hikers?
Not a lot of hikers, but on the lower trails, there's a lot of bird watchers.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And then we also hooked up with the stream keepers as well, because some of the trails were very close to the streams. Mm-hmm. And they wanted us to move them back to prevent erosion. So we built new trails that were further back from the banks and worked with them to do that.
And what years would that have been?
That would have been later on, probably in the 90s.
In the 90s, okay. Yeah. But before the land transfer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So between 1988 and 1995, there was a lot of lobbying to preserve the conservation area.
Yeah, there was.
Were you involved in that at all?
No, not at all.
Did you know anyone with the Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society at all? Would you have met Steve Mancinelli on the mountain at all?
I met Steve, yeah.
Because I understand that the Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society did do trail work in the 90s, and they were one of their efforts was to try to raise public awareness about the resources on the mountain, and they would do take people on walks, groups.
Yeah.
Do you remember that at all?
Well, I saw him there numerous times.
Yeah.
But our goal wasn't to, we didn't want a big public profile, because we were afraid of the trails being shut down for mountain biking, because it was considered a real extreme sport, and on the North Shore there's battles going on in terms of closing trails.
Why was it considered an extreme sport?
I guess people thought it was really dangerous.
Were they also concerned about conflicts with other users as well?
I don't think so much. We got along fairly well with the hikers and the other users, particularly when we started doing trail work and they saw the improvements that we were making.
Mm-hmm. So I guess then I could ask, how did the biking community react to the settlement between SFU and the city in 1995?
At first we didn't think it was going to be a good thing because of the development of the top of the mountain. But then as it moved on and we actually formed an association and started working with the city, it turned out to be a real benefit to, I think, everybody.
Were you also concerned about, as you said, about maybe getting kicked off the mountain?
Yeah, we were. That's why one of the reasons we started working with the city and talking to them.
Uh-huh. So, yes, because you were a founding member of the Burnaby Mountain Bike Association, which was formed in 2000?
I believe, yeah, about 2000, yeah.
So that was just around when the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area Management Plan was being created. Is that why the association formed?
That's not why. It just occurred at the same time. But once we found out about it, we thought we could have input into it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because when I was talking to John Kirbyson, who was... Do you remember him at all?
Yeah, I remember the name.
Yeah. He was the manager of Parks Planning then, and he was very concerned to get public input into the plan. And did you feel that they had really made an effort?
I felt that they did, and they continued to do so for quite some time. I mean, there's all kinds of different projects that went on, and I know that they always brought our group in as well as the stream keepers for input, and I think that helped develop a much wider range of trails and more public usage. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it was managed more, so it wasn't just haphazard trail building.
Yes. So when the association formed in 2000, what were your initial goals?
To build trails that were sustainable and to provide education to younger people about trail riding and about the dangers and the safety aspects of it. Mm-hmm. And we actually put on a bike clinic once a year for kids.
Oh, starting in 2000? That was
That was probably closer to 2005, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Shortly after we became a society.
Oh, yes, I was going to ask, why did you decide to I guess that would be... You'd be incorporated,
yeah.
Is that the right
Well,
word?
We became a nonprofit society and got legal standing in Victoria.
And why did you decide to do that?
Well, we started having to buy tools and things like that, and we thought it was unfair to ask people to buy them, and you mean they never get them back. So what we did was we formed this and had some fundraisers and were able to raise some money for tools. And then Dino, we stored him in Dino's sheds up on the mountain because he has a construction company that works up there.
Oh, okay. So you've got a storage shed up there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What kind of fundraising do you do?
We did a couple at the pub where it was $20 for a burger and a beer, and they turned out pretty well. And then Harry Bloy, who was in MLA at the time, had heard about the trails, and I was talking to him at a fundraiser. And so he said, why don't you make an application for a grant to help forward what you're doing? And he was interested in the educational aspect as well as the sustainable trails. Mm-hmm. So we made an application to the government and got $10,000 from them.
Okay, which you put towards?
Yeah, we still have money from there.
Oh, okay.
We got about $2,000 left.
And you put it towards the trail?
Trail days.
Yes, I was going to ask about that.
And education, like when we do the bike days for the kids, we supply all the Gatorade and snacks, and we bring mechanics in to fix their bikes so that when they get going. And
okay. How many members did you start with?
We started with five.
With five? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Who were they?
There were Dino and myself, Tom, and I still can't remember his last name, Pete Preisel, and Matt Buey.
And what kind of skills and interests did they bring with them to the association?
Well, Pete and I, we did a lot of downhill skiing and things like that. So we, in terms of trail building, we could judge the flow from ski racing. You can kind of judge the flow on what's the best way to build a trail and what to look for. Then very quickly, we started meeting other mountain bikers, and that's when we decided, well, let's incorporate. And we had our first meeting. I think at the first meeting, it was around 85 people.
When you incorporated?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So how did you attract that number?
Well, there's a North Shore at the NSMBA have a website. So we kind of were talking on there. Then we more and more mountain bikers. And then we put out the word that we're going to try and start a club here. And then once we did that, we're going to start negotiating with the city and the union to be able to have trail days. And so it brought a lot of interest.